By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, another morning of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this program is brought to you each and every single morning. We have Rise and Shine. What is Rise and Shine? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we always begin by listening to the glorious Quran, the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we have a different topic, and we speak about many things. The spectrum of topics are covered over some period of time. Now, my dear viewers of the channel, Alhamdulillah, we begin with the recitation of the glorious Quran. We begin with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we did begin right from the beginning. Yes, we have begun listening to the glorious Quran from the beginning, from Surah Al-Fatiha. And then we moved on to Surah Al-Baqarah. We are still on Surah Al-Baqarah, my dear viewers, but inshallah, very soon we shall also be able to complete the sama'ah, the listening of this beautiful, alhamdulillah, this part of the glorious Quran, this surah of the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, remember, whenever the Quran is being recited, then it is our duty to give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And if it was, let's begin our day by listening to the beautiful, glorious Quran. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
لیس علیکم جناح ان تبتغوا فضلا من ربکم فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ.
تم پر کچھ گناہ نہیں کہ اپنے رب کا فضل تلاش کرو، تو جب عرفات سے پلٹو تو اللہ کی یاد کرو مشعر حرام کے پاس، اور اس کا ذکر کرو جیسے اس نے تمہیں ہدایت فرمائی، اور بے شک تم اس سے پہلے بہکے ہوئے تھے.
ثم افیضوا من حیث افاض الناس واستغفروا اللہ ان اللہ غفور رحیم.
پھر بات یہ ہے کہ اے قریشیوں، تم بھی وہیں سے پلٹو جہاں سے لوگ پلٹتے ہیں، اور اللہ سے معافی مانگو، بے شک اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا واللہ سریع الحساب.
پھر جب اپنے حج کے کام پورے کر چکو تو اللہ کا ذکر کرو جیسے اپنے باپ دادا کا ذکر کرتے تھے بلکہ اس سے زیادہ. اور کوئی آدمی یوں کہتا ہے کہ اے رب ہمارے ہمیں دنیا میں دے اور آخرت میں اس کا کچھ حصہ نہیں، اور کوئی یوں کہتا ہے کہ اے رب ہمارے ہمیں دنیا میں بھلائی دے اور ہمیں آخرت میں بھلائی دے اور ہمیں عذاب دوزخ سے بچا. ایسوں کو ان کی کمائی سے بھاگ ہے اور اللہ جلد حساب کرنے والا ہے.
وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَّعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَن تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَن تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
اور اللہ کی یاد کرو گنے ہوئے دنوں میں، تو جو جلدی کر کے دو دن میں چلا جائے اس پر کچھ گناہ نہیں، اور جو رہ جائے تو اس پر گناہ نہیں پرہیزگار کے لیے. اور اللہ سے ڈرتے رہو اور جان رکھو کہ تمہیں اسی کی طرف اٹھنا ہے.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ.
اور بعض آدمی وہ ہیں کہ دنیا کی زندگی میں اس کی بات تجھے بھلی لگے اور اپنے دل کی بات پر اللہ کو گواہ لائے، اور وہ سب سے بڑا جھگڑالو ہے، اور جب پیٹ پھیرے تو زمین میں فساد ڈالتا پھرے اور کھیتی اور جانے تباہ کرے، اور اللہ فساد سے راضی نہیں.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ واللہ رؤوف بالعباد.
اور جب اس سے کہا جائے کہ اللہ سے ڈر تو اسے اور زد چڑھے گناہ کی. ایسوں کو دوزخ کافی ہے اور وہ ضرور بہت برا بچھونا ہے. اور کوئی آدمی اپنی جان بیچتا ہے اللہ کی مرضی چاہنے میں، اور اللہ بندوں پر مہربان ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madrid channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, you are watching Rise and Shine. We have just listened to the glorious Quran, and inshallah عز وجل we shall be moving on to the naat of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now today again, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, there is another topic we shall be addressing. Something, and there's always, mashallah azza wa jal, there's always many things new to be learnt. But today I shall be addressing in particular the youth, but generically everybody, no doubt about it, because there's always lessons we can all take. There's always lessons we can all take, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about the youth. We shall be speaking more about the youth, because again, another sad reality is that the people who, when you go to a masjid, for example, you go to a masjid and the people you see is rarely or are rarely young. The majority of the time they are the elderly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our elderly, subhanallah. But my dear viewers, youngsters, there's a lot we need to be doing. Yes, There's so much we need to be doing, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah. Inshallah, we shall be speaking about that. But first, let's inshallah listen to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. You have listened to the glorious Quran. Remember, even whilst the Na'at is being recited, please try, if you do know the words, then try to join along. This is a form of worship, alhamdulillah. It is a form of worship. Praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a form of, or a means, a way of gaining reward. So let's inshallah listen to the Na'at Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba,
chuma hai arzu sama, chuma
روشن ضرورت دو جہاں روشن ضرورت دو جہاں سے رخت خورشید و ماہ روشن ضرورت دو جہاں روشن ضرورت دو جہاں سے رخت دو ماں اے نور ذات کبریا اے نور ذات کبریا رکشا توئی رکشا توئی
چوما ہے عرض و سما چوما ہے عرض و سما
بیچارا دستِ غما بیچارا داما توئی داما توئی
چوما ہے عرض و سما چوما ہے عرض و سما تابا توئی تابا توئی
جامی ربد از چشم ماں جامی ربد از چشم ماں جلوانو ماں بہر خدا جامی ربد از چشم ماں جامی ربد از چشم ماں جلوانو ماں بغیر خدا جانو دلم ارد و فدا جانو دلم، ہر دو فدا جانا تو ہی جانا تو ہی
چوما ہے عرض و سما، چوما ہے عرض و سما کعبہ تو ہی کعبہ تو ہی کعبہ تو ہی کعبہ تو ہی
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, alhamdulillah, azzalil, you are watching Rise and Shine. We have just listened, mashallah, to that beautiful kalam. Now, what shall we be speaking about today, inshallah azzajal? As I mentioned, we shall be hearing my youth, but what in particular in regards to the youth, worshipping in one's youth. Yes, as I mentioned, that when you or when a person goes to the masjid, just generally for the 5-day daily prayers. Now, when you go to the masjid, you'll see many chairs there at the front, and there will be the elderly who will be there. And very rarely, yes, I'm not saying you don't see the young at all, alhamdulillah, you know, we do, but it's in some places very, very rare, and in some masajid, mashallah, you see quite a few. But the majority, 99%, 90% of individuals who are in the masjid, who are praying, and those who pray, for example, even the qada, those who are making up for prayers, those who pray the extra worship, the nawafil prayers, those who pray possibly tahajjud, those who come early to the masjid, those who leave late after the jama'at, etc. The majority of the time, it is the elderly. Now, I'm not saying that it's bad that the elderly are doing, but the problem is, or what is bad, is that it's only the elderly, with a few exceptions. This is the problem, my dear viewers, that youngsters, we do not give importance to worship. We do not give importance altogether to our deen. And this is overall, this is something which affects everybody. It's not that youngsters are not given it. Many of the elderly are not. Many parents are not. Many grandparents are not. But the excuses we make, you can say. Whenever we make excuses, what do we say? We don't say, oh, we're never going to worship. But what we will say, or what we will think to ourselves is, we shall worship in the future. You know, I said to one person that, you know, when are you going to keep a beard? He says, when I'm a bit old, I'll keep a beard. And there are many people who, they say things like this, oh, first I'm going to perform Umrah, or I'm going to go Hajj, and then I'm going to start reading my prayers. Yes, it's good, go perform Umrah, perform Hajj. But your prayers do not become farz, obligatory, upon a person after he's gone and performed Umrah or Hajj. But they are immediately, right now they are obligatory too. Yes, after they will be obligatory, but right now they are obligatory too. It is farz, it is absolutely necessary for us to pray our 5 daily prayers. Even if we've not been on Umrah, even if we've not been on Hajj, we still need to read our 5 prayers. Even if we are not old, we are still young, we still need to read our 5 prayers. And I was mentioning about the beard, and this is what happens, or even the prayers, is that we say to ourselves, this is something I've said many times, that when we make excuses, please remember this, please just remember this, write it down. When we make excuses, we are not only just getting away from something, but we are excusing ourselves. What do I mean by this? What I mean by this is that when you make an excuse, you excuse yourself. What I mean by this is, I'll give you an example. For example, it could be a homework. When you went to school, when you missed a day from school, Now, you may have lied, you may have made up some sort of excuse. And you may have said, you know, I was ill the previous day, or I didn't do my homework because I was not feeling well. Now, this may even be true. This may even be true. But when a person, he makes an excuse, when he makes an excuse, what does he do? He is, and this is psychological, how it affects a person. He is excusing himself. He thinks to himself, or he is telling himself that I don't need to do it. And then when he has told himself that he doesn't need to do it, then now automatically he feels a little bit better. He doesn't feel bad about missing his homework. Although what has happened is that he has lost out. Because those lessons which were taught yesterday, you know, if the teacher was to ask, do you remember yesterday's lessons, or you were not here yesterday, did it catch up? No, I was ill. Now, yes, it was possibly a valid excuse. He possibly was ill. But by making this excuse, what has this person done? This person has excused himself, meaning he makes himself feel better that it's okay, I missed that section. When the exam time comes, he'll think, oh, it's no problem because, you know, I know I missed that section. I wasn't even able to read it. I was ill. So I don't even care about that. So what has he done now? Now he has excused himself. Now he no longer cares about that thing. Although if he was not to make any excuse, even if he did have one, even if he was ill, this is just the example I'm giving. Even if he was ill and he missed those lessons, but if he did not make an excuse, if he thought to himself that, yes, I must make up for those. That, yes, I must, though that sabak which I missed, that lesson which I missed, yes, I must make up for this lesson. So when he tells himself this, then he will not feel, or he will feel guilty. He will not feel right until he has made up for that lesson. This is an example of school or education, any sort of educational system. But my dear viewers, similarly, we can learn the same lesson when it comes to worship. If a person thinks to himself that I missed my prayer because I was ill, or let's say that his illness was such, let's just imagine, give him the benefit of the doubt, that his illness was such that he was excused from prayer. But if he is going to continuously make that, you know, because a person has to make up for his prayers. If he was to make this excuse, not, it's okay because I was ill, then it will make him feel a little bit better, and he wouldn't be worried about making it up, about making up for that prayer, or making up for all of those prayers. And similarly, performing good or necessary actions, whatever actions, even right now, those things which are obligatory upon a person. If a person thinks to himself that I will begin to pray when I perform Umrah or Hajj, because then I'll know more about the deen. I will learn about the deen. So what is a person doing? He's making an excuse. And automatically, this is just psychological, this is what happens to us, that automatically we don't feel guilty now that we've missed those prayers. We no longer feel guilty. We no longer feel bad. Why are you not keeping a beard? Because, you know, I'm young yet. When I'm older, I'll keep a beard. I know it's wajib upon me. I know I must keep a beard. But when I'm older, you know, who keeps it when they're young? Or I can't keep it right now. And that sense of guilt, rather than saying, yes, I should. If I was to say, yes, I should, then I feel that sense of guilt. And just feeling that little guilt, it made motivate me to begin to pray. But when I make an excuse, what am I doing? I'm excusing myself. I'm removing it. I'm covering it. I'm pushing it to a side. So now I no longer feel as if I have to make up for such an action. And I'm just wondering how I came to this topic of excuses, my dear viewers. Yes, because this is what we're speaking about. Youngsters, we always make this excuse that let me go perform Umrah or Hajj. And then I'm going to keep a beard. Then I'm going to pray my five daily salah. No, my dear viewers. It is necessary for us to pray our prayers now. It is first for us to read our daily prayers from now, from today. Not from tomorrow, not after a few days. Your prayers are first upon you right now. Not when you become 40. Or you become 30 or your next birthday. Some people think, yes, that's it. Now I'm going to become 30. That's it. From now on, when I become 30, I'm going to stop committing sins. What are you doing mentally? What are you doing? You are telling yourself that right now, there's no harm in committing sins up until that time. That right now, there's no harm in missing prayer up until that time. Right now, it's okay. I'll continue to do such until that time. The prayers are necessary upon us at this moment in time, my dear viewers. Right now, as soon as, let's just say the Zuhr Salah begins in the United Kingdom. As soon as the time begins for Zuhr Salah, which is today, we must pray our Zuhr Salah today. Our Asr Salah, we must pray today. If you are going to think that when the new year begins, then I'm going to pray, what are you doing? It's as if you are thinking this mentally, that prayers, I don't need to pray them until now, I'll pray them. I've made the intention, that's it, I'm going to do it then. So right now, we're just not bothered. This is the problem. Right now, we are just not bothered. And this is a problem which I would say is with the youth, with the youngsters. By youngsters, I mean up until 30 to 40 years of age. You know, I said 30 years of age now, as I've said previously, that over time, the lifespan of the people changes, doesn't it? You know, just not so long ago, the lifespan was 37 years of age or so. Just 102 years ago, my dear viewers. And now the lifespan's about, well, it said 88. And this is, I'm speaking for... in this day and age, and nowadays it's said, and Western countries too, you know, with hospitals, with education, as well as medicine, etc., doctors, etc., everything which is provided, that a person can live to approximately 88 years of age. Now, 88 is really doubtful, my dear viewers. You will think, living to 88 years, rarely do we get a person living to 88 years. I think this must have come down. Yes, there are many people who, mashallah, get to live to 80 years. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live longer if it is good for us. We all wish to have a long life, my dear viewers. But sometimes this long life is not good for us. Why? Because we may be committing even more sin for longer. And then ultimately in the Akhirah, the effect of this, you know, when a person, if he was not to repent, etc., then he will be punished longer, then he's missed more prayers. So this life is not a blessing then, is it? If we continue to refuse, to reject, or even just not to act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the rulings of the glorious Quran, then there's no blessing in that age, is there? There's no blessing in that life. If you are to ask for a long life, then we ask for a life with conformity. When we are conforming to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Today's topic, youth's worship. Worship in the youth. Because this is something everybody knows we are lacking. We are always waiting until we become old. And subhanAllah, just speaking about, you know, 80 years of age or even 88 years, we will be really lucky to reach that. We will be really lucky to reach this age. But may Allah Ta'ala, if it's good for us, may Allah Ta'ala allow us to reach such an age. But my dear viewers, sometimes we see that a person, as he's becoming older and older, then one thing is naturally a person's memory is affected. But sometimes a person's intellect is also affected. Actually, a person's memory becomes not as, you know, weak as it used to be. When we're young, our memory generally is stronger and sometimes it weakens with time. But a person's intelligence, or a person's, shall I say, wisdom, this increases. With age, a person's wisdom increases. You would have seen many times that those people who are old, they've got so much experience, they've experienced life, years of life. They know, they're able to determine a person's character. Just by looking at a person, they know that this person is such and such. They know that this person is good, this person could be trusted. You know, the disposition or whatever you wish to say of such an individual, they're able to determine this. Why? Because they possess this ability of physiognomy, it's known as. Where you're able to look at somebody and you understand the person's potential, the person's abilities, capabilities. You know, many a time we have those who are older, they are able to determine such. But my dear viewers, sometimes a person's very old and that person, rather than becoming wise, becomes mentally lost, you can say. They begin to act weird, in a weird way. They act like a child sometimes. But the question is, why does this happen? Why does such happen? And I'm not going to tell you right now, but inshallah, if you listen and if you remain with us, but first inshallah, we shall mention some blessings of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our youth and the importance of this too. And then inshallah we shall, hopefully, if I remember, I hope I don't forget, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the ability to remember, inshallah we shall discuss this. My dear viewers, let's first move to our daily reminder and then we shall continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful story to begin with. Once a person, he went to visit one of his person that he knew, his friend. And as he was going on the way to visiting his friend, he met up with another person. And this person asked him, who are you going to go and visit? And he mentioned his name. And he goes, do you know that person? And the person replied that, I don't really know him much, no. And he says, what is your intention? Why are you going to go and meet him? And he says, because he's a Muslim and I wish to go and see him and I wish to go and make dua for him because I am a well-wisher for that person. So he says that congratulations be on you because Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me to give you the good news that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared the gardens of paradise for you. This is the mafhum of this story that is mentioned by the scholars. You know, going and visiting sick people. There are so many people in hospitals, in homes that we know of. And there are so many sick people in hospitals and homes that we don't know of. But they are Muslims. And it is one of their rights that we go and we visit these people. Majority of the time, we'll only go and visit our own family and friends that we know. But when the Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I can guarantee you, there are so many people out there in hospitals, in homes that are struggling. Maybe some of them don't even have anyone to come and visit them. We visited a hospital once. And the person there, he told us shockingly that it's been 2 years that he's been really ill in this hospital, but no one has ever come to see him, not even his family members. So don't always assume and think that all these people that are ill in hospitals and homes, they've got wide, you know, huge families that can come and see them. No, as Muslims, we need to go and see these people. We need to take gifts for them. We need to make dua for them. And this is the time of need. A good Muslim is he who will go and visit these people. And sadly, most of the time, these people don't, maybe they don't have anyone to come and see them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, The reminder for today is there are many people who are ill. Go and see them. Go and ask about them. Go and see how you can help them. And the best Muslim is the one that helps for others. And as they say, you've lived for yourself, try living for others as well. Try to think about these people. Try to put happiness into their hearts and their mind as well. There are so many people who are at this moment of time, there might be someone in hospital now, waiting, looking towards that door, that their Muslim brothers will come and see them. And sadly, just imagine if days and days pass by, no one comes in to see them. You know, and these people, sadly, their conditions may be deteriorating every single day just because of this thought. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention. Let's all make this intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, from today, we will go and we will visit these sick people. Take a gift for them. Take, you know, some fruits for them and make dua for them. When you go, make dua for them. Now you might be thinking, I don't even know this person. I don't even know how he's going to feel me coming here. But my dear Islam brothers, at least go. This is, you know, instead of asking questions, you know, don't be reluctant. Go there. Have someone to help you. Maybe inshallah Azza wa Jal, by you going there, it could improve the condition of that person. And a good Muslim is he. Whatever he thinks good about himself, he will think good of other people as well. And this is what the beauty of Islam is. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and visit sick people. He used to go and make dua for them. Do it for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sadly, this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is slowly dying away. Because why? I don't have time. I'm too busy at work. I don't get enough time. I come back from work, I'm tired. Sadly, we've come to a stage where our own parents, you know, we go and visit them once a week and they only live down the road. Why? Because I'm busy. That is not a good thing to do. You know, our own brothers and sisters, uncles and aunties, our blood relations, yeah, they're sick, they're ill, but we don't have time to go and see them. Inshallah, so that needs to change and we need to change it now. If we go and visit these people, you don't know how much happiness you may put into his heart. And maybe, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if we are ill, we'll have someone to come to us as well. Or remember what the English saying is, that what goes round, comes round. If you can't take time out to go and visit someone today, is someone going to come and visit you when you are ill? And you'll be sat on your bed thinking, I wish someone can come and make dua for me. I wish someone can come and see me. Why would someone come? I never used to go to anyone. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, take this reminder. I'm going to take it seriously. Let's all take it seriously and change the lives of many people. Your smile could change the life of many people. You visiting them could change many people as well, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward us and may Allah give us all the ability to act upon this as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah azza wa jalla, you are watching Madani Channel. A beautiful lesson there, mashallah, by our respected Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib in regards to visiting the sick. It is very, very good to visit the sick, my dear viewers. Going back to our topic, what is our topic? A youth worship or worshipping in our youth. Now, the Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this is on the day of judgment, that a person will not be able to lift his foot. A person won't even, meaning he won't even take a step, my dear viewers, on the day of judgment, until he is questioned about five things. On the day of judgment, when the sun will be just above our heads, when people shall be drowning in their own sins, and we shall be questioned on this day, that is known as the day of judgment. We shall be questioned and judgment shall be given. So on this very same day, it's said that a person, he won't be able to lift his foot, he won't be able to raise his foot, he won't be able to move until he is questioned about five things. The first, in which activities this person spent his life? What is it that he did throughout his life? Number two, how did this person spend his youth? Number three, from where did this individual, from where did you, we shall be questioned, from where did we earn our wealth? Just think about these things. Think about these things, my dear viewers. That how did we spend our life? Activities, etc. What is it we did through our life? How did we spend our youth? For those that are still young, how are we spending our youth? And by youth, I say up until 40 years of age. 30 to 40 is peak, my dear viewers. How are we spending our youth? Allahu Akbar. How are we earning? We shall be asked, how did you earn your wealth? Your income? What sort of income is this? Number four, how did you spend or where did you spend your wealth? Another very, very important matter. And number five, to what extent was or did you practice the deen, the knowledge that you have attained? To what extent did you implement this knowledge? To what extent did you act upon this knowledge? My dear viewers, what have we been doing through our life? Our youth, how are we spending our youth? And two very, very important things. Our time, how we're spending our time, and how we are spending our wealth, especially during our youth. You know, when a person becomes old and he is restricted. But generally, whilst we are young, or wealth overall, time, having free time, or time where we're not doing anything productive, is one cause of great sin, is a cause of destruction. Could be. And second, our wealth, my dear viewers. From where, firstly, are we earning this wealth? Is it a halal income or is it a haram income? From where are we earning this wealth? If your children are bringing in a lot of money, they're spending a lot of money, they're purchasing so many things, you need to be wondering, where are your children gaining this money from? Some parents, they just turn a blind eye. As long as they're earning money, I don't care how you earn it. If you are endorsing this, you can be part of the sin too. You can be part of the punishment too. If you're accepting this or possibly encouraging this, my dear viewers. A parent needs to be asking their children, they need to be questioning them, where's all this money coming from? And another is, on what did you spend this money? Now, sins many a time requires money. Many a time sins require money. When a person is very, very poor, there's not so much that a person can do. There's not a person can do. So this is one of the blessings of being poor. Alhamdulillah. Because sadly, when a person is rich, there are so many doors to sin which are open for that person. And the fifth question, the knowledge you have attained, do we or do we not act upon this knowledge? And this is something we all need to ask ourselves. Alhamdulillah, we are learning right now as we are watching Madani channel. You know, I'll mention something, that a young man, it said in At-Targhib, that a hadith sharif, that a young man performing worship in his youth is superior to a old man performing worship in old age. But how? What's the difference? How is one more superior to the other? Just as the mursaleen, just as the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are superior to all the rest of the prophets. Subhanallah, we've just learnt a hadith sharif. Now the question is, are we going to act upon this hadith sharif? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us the blessings, the benefit of a young man performing worship, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in comparison to an old man worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all say, what do we say? that, no, you know, let me live life or wait till I'm old and then I will start worshipping Allah Ta'ala. When I'm old, I will worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. My dear viewers, if, let's just talk about money, this is what everybody, sadly, you know, this love for money isn't there. If you were to have one option of working for 1 year right now, or 10 years now, and you were to be earning double the amount you would normally earn, you were to earn double the money you would normally earn. Normally you may earn, what your wage may be, 20,000, 25,000 pounds a year. And this turns to 50,000 pounds a year. And this changes to 50,000 pounds a year. But if you were to delay this, then you will not gain that 50 pounds. If you were to do it afterwards, you will not gain this 50,000 pounds. You have to do it within this amount of time. Tell me, would you do it immediately or would you do it later? Generally, a person would, he would always, even though he would wish to be doing so. Why? Because he's earning more money. Similarly, when a person is worshipping in their youth, whilst they are young and they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is even more superior. Superior is more rewardable. It's more rewardable than worshipping when a person is very, very old. When a person has nothing else to do, he can barely walk. He just wishes to get away from home, you know. Family is giving him a headache or he's just bored, he's got nothing to do. All he has is, you know, to watch TV or to watch other things, maybe not even watch anything. Just to sit down because the kids want him to watch TV. And what does he do? He just waits for salah time and then he'll go to the masjid. And then he'll spend, you know, a long time in the masjid. And it's good to spend a long time in the masjid. But now what's your reason for spending a long time in the masjid? Because you have nothing else to do. Because you have nowhere to go. Because you are bored, you are tired. But when a person is young, a juvenile, this person has got so many other things to do. He has so many options. But from all of these, he chooses to go to the masjid. From all of these, he chooses to pray his daily salah. He chooses to refrain from sins. Then who is the better one, my dear viewers? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another hadith sharif, that a young man who gives up the pleasure and luxuries of the world, a young man who gives up the pleasure and the luxuries of the world and advances towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward equivalent to 72 siddiqeen. A siddiq is a rank, a stage. Who can attain this? How easily can they attain it? A young man who protects himself from wrong, who protects himself from sin, and he rushes towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst he is young. So when you are young, there are more blessings. But sadly, we don't act upon this whilst we are young, my dear viewers. We are always, for some reason, we're always waiting till we're older. And the number one question to those people is, what guarantee you have? Do you have any guarantee that you shall live to 40, you shall live to 50 or 60? Tell me, do you have any guarantee? Nobody has no guarantee, my dear viewers. We're always hearing about people passing away when they're young. Now, a person, he was only young and he had a heart attack. He was 30-something years old and he had a heart attack. A person, he was only 20 or so and he died in a car crash. And it's not necessary that this person was speeding. Somebody else was speeding and they hit into him and he died. And dear viewers, we have no guarantee. The only guarantee we have is that we are going to die. This is something nobody can doubt. So we have no guarantee that we are going to live for a very, very long time. If you wish to do something, do it now. This is with anything. You know, you'll hear motivational speakers, whoever it may be. In anything, they would say, you need to get up and do it now. Similarly, praying your salah, you need to get up and do it now. The prayers that you've missed, you need to get up and pray them now. The fast that you've missed, you need to make up for those fasts right now. Everything you've missed, my dear viewers, and which needs to be made up, you need to do it now. If you are in debt and you need to repay a debt, you are able to do so, you need to do it now. These things do not delay, because these things will remain with you. And these things will affect you in the Akhirah. My dear viewers, let's move to our daily Hadith Sharif. And then inshallah azzadul, we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah, in today's daily hadith, I will be sharing a hadith in regards to a beautiful sunnah narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُكَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ إِنْدَ كُلِّ سَلَامٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, had I not found it difficult upon my ummah, I would have instructed, I would have commanded them that they use the miswak for every salah. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, from this hadith we can understand how much importance and emphasis has been made upon using the miswak. Alongside there being many hygienical and medical benefits of using the miswak, the greatest virtue of using the miswak, of course, is that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the miswak, it pleases the Rahman and it displeases the shaitan. Using the miswak, it graces an individual with the presence, with the company of the angels. And through using the miswak, one is able to elevate his status in Jannah. Also, the miswak aids a person in the pangs of death. And the salah which is performed after using the miswak, its reward is also multiplied by 70. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, why don't you also make the intention to use the miswak? Now, how do we use the miswak? When do we use the miswak? To learn about all these manners and many other Madani pearls in regards to miswak, I encourage you to read the booklet of written by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, entitled Blessings of Miswak, which can be purchased at your nearest Maktabatul Madina, or alternatively, you can download it on the website of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of being able to make use of this beautiful miswak and ultimately act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azzalal, we have just learned to from mashallah our respected Abdullah Madani Sahib in regards to the miswak. Yes, the miswak, a prophetic tradition, a prophetic act, something which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given so much importance to. This, Allahu Akbar, I just don't wish to get into this topic right now, my dear viewers. Such a beautiful topic, but just mashallah, a beautiful our daily hadith sharif in regards to the miswak, my dear viewers. Remember, it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should brush your teeth. For those that don't brush their teeth, you should brush your teeth. And what's the best way is the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to use a miswak. My dear viewers, coming back to our topic, worship in youth. Subhanallah. Mashallah, we have a respected and honorable brother from South Africa, my dear viewers, our respected Amiruddin Bhai. And Let's see what they can tell us about worship in youth. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Amiruddin bhai, I hope you are well and in the best of health. Firstly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah, bless you for joining us. Thank you very much for joining us. Subhanallah. Amiruddin bhai, worship in youth. We're always thinking, when I get old, will you find, and subhanallah, mashallah, your age is, well, you know, much more than mine, Amiruddin bhai. So you will have so much more experience. I have a quick question for you. Do you find even at this age, or, you know, because a person who is elderly, the people around him are mostly, you know, the elderly people, they speak more with the elderly people. Would you find amongst the elderly, they say that, no, you know, I'll keep a beard later, I'll start praying later. This is what the young say, that, well, I'll start praying when I'm 40, 50. What do they say when they're 50, 60 or 70?
This is a very beautiful topic of the youth. As you know, when you talk about the youth, we say the youth are the lifeblood of any nation. If, as you know, if it's lifeblood, if they are good spiritually, then the future looks good for that nation. Thus, the spiritual grooming, the upbringing, this thing must never be compromised, because the future of our deen, we have to admit, lies in the hands of the youth. So that means that we have to train the youth, because they have to fight the hunger and temptation for instant fulfillment of the youthful desires. They must understand that these are short-lived and a tool of shaitan to keep them focused on anything other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So they have to realize very quickly that success and satisfaction in life can only be obtained in obedience to Almighty Allah, and in obeying His command, and in also in remembering constantly. Because the famous ayat, part of the ayat of the Quran, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, tarjuma from Sirat al-Jinan, bi tafsir al-Quran, that sun lo Allah ki yaad hi se dil chain paate. I mean, indeed, it is in the remembrance of Allah, there's tranquility of the heart. That means, remember that Muslim youth who are serious about the relationship with the Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, they need to strive constantly and consistently. And you find that those Muslim youth who are dedicated to worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, to seeking knowledge, to inviting others towards Quran and Sunnah, are on the path of success in both worlds, and this is without doubt. Thus, the youth that strive sincerely towards Allah Azza wa Jal must be encouraged and congratulated. We must all pray that Almighty Allah keep them first, steadfast in practicing Jibreel, and keep them under protection, and make them a joy and coolness for the eyes of their parents. Worshipping and being obedient to Allah counters the tricks and whispers of shaitan. And remembering Allah, making zikr of Allah, is a strong fortress that keeps us protected. Those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal are protected from shaitan. Yes, in closing, I'd like to give this asiyat. You see, the best and easiest way for us to become spiritual, I know because with youth, they're bombarded with all kinds of temptation, with friends, and many things that are attractive. You look at all the gadgetries that we have. So people are involved in games and video games and on the phone. So there's so much thing. You find so many people on sports. So these are things that attracts the youth away from Almighty Allah. So how do you become, for those who are really concerned about the future, the best and easiest way to progress, that means, is to attach yourself to a spiritual guide. The one that leads you and drives you towards Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards righteous and spiritual enlightened personalities, like the blessed companions, like Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu, like Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi, and Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. So who guides us towards such people? One clearly recognized, recommended by many enlightened scholars, such personality is Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, the international movement of Quran and Sunnah that is active in more than 200 countries. So the youth If they are really serious, I would recommend become murid of Amir al-Sunnat, and you attach yourself to the mahul of Dawat Islami, and half your battle is won. This is a great for you, for the youth, and then may Allah keep our youth inspired, motivated, and committed to strive to correct themselves and the people of the entire world. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen, bijah al-Nabil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Jazakallahu khairah, mashallah. Our respected Amir al-Din, ma'am Allah ta'ala, bless you, inshallah, in this world and in the akhirah, in your health, in your wealth, in everything, inshallah, may he accept all your du'as, which are for your benefit, which are good for you, inshallah. Some people think, why is it so easy to commit sins? Why is everybody, you know, wishing to commit sins all the time? This is what it is, because sins have been made attractive. Madi Views of Madani Channel. The sins, they have been made attractive. But Madi Viewers, what is the best way? The best way is for you to have your own guide. Similarly, in our deen, we require a guide. A what is known as a sheikh. A peer. These are just different ways of saying a guide, Madi Viewers. Somebody who can guide us. Who can, throughout our life, he can, you know, tell us about those things we should be refraining from. And urges to perform good actions, to refrain from sins, to respect the elderly, to act upon all of the rulings of the Quran, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This really is the solution. This is the solution. Yes, even if you're young, find a guide, find a sheikh. And whenever we speak about a sheikh, alhamdulillah, immediately there's one person who comes to our mind, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, maybe we'll speak a little on that later. Let's go to our manqabat, inshallah, and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Mustafa, Mustafa, arun kiyan, panjatan, ہے با کمال مصطفیٰ اور ان کی آل پنجتن ہے با کمال
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
با کمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں
میں غلام ابن غلام ہوں میں فقیر خیر انام ہوں
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول سے یہ کرم ہے سارا بطول کا میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ان کی آل پنجتن ہے با کمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق سر وہ سمن سے ہے, مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے, مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے, مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے, مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے, مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے, مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے, مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے.
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں, مصطفیٰ پر ان کی یاد, پنج تن ہے باگواں, تن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
ہوا, کیسے تن سے وہ سر جدا, جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا, میری بات انہی کی بات ہے, میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے, وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں, جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں, وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں, وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں,
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں, مصطفیٰ پر ان کی یاد, پنج تن ہے باگواں, میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنج تن کا غلام,
میں قمر ہوں شاعر بے نوا, میری ہے حیثیت ہی بھلا ہے کیا, وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ, میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا, میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ, میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ, میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں,
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں,
کیا بات رضا,
کیا بات رضا,
اس چمنستان کرم کی,
کرم کی
زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول,
حسن پھول,
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching arise and shine. And subhanAllah, there's so much to be said in regards to worship. Now, my dear viewers, I did point something out at the beginning, and it's good, alhamdulillah, I've just remembered that when a person sometimes becomes old, they become very, very elderly, they lose their intellect too, and they begin to do strange things, they begin to act, even childlike. What is the reason for this? The scholars state that the reason for this is throughout their youth, they never made the most of their youth. They never made the most of their youth. They would do silly things throughout their youth and they continue to do those. They did not give those up. They continue to do those. And for this reason, even in their old age, they've, acting in the same way. So when a person, when you are young and you act upon the Quran, the Sunnahs, then this aids you. And Madhav, it was in fact something to be remembered that when a person is young, when a person is young and he performs all of these worship, different forms of worship, then when that person becomes old and a time comes when a person is not able to perform that same amount of worship, it becomes difficult on a person to worship so much. Then what happens? That same worship which he was not able to perform, why? Because he's old now. It's said that although he's very old and now he's unable to perform that worship, he shall still gain the reward as if he's performed that worship. Subhanallah. When a person becomes elderly, how much worship can he perform? It becomes difficult. What is the state, the level of the worship they perform? But when a person is young and performs worship, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when a person is young and he performs worship, then even when he becomes old and he's no longer able to do so, he shall gain that same reward. Inshallah, let's listen to a fund promo and then we shall conclude our program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi.
Madani Channel, changing lives of millions of people around the world. The only 100% Sharia compliant Islamic channel broadcasting around the globe, bringing you educational and motivational programs around the clock, with over 400 staff working all hours to bring you the best programs on your screen. Madani Channel, available in English, in Urdu, in Bengali, and not forgetting Kids Madani Channel. For us to keep this propagational and da'wah work continuing, we need your support. Please donate generously towards Madani Channel on the following account details.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel, sort code 309773, account number 4363456 0, IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450, BIC LOYD GB21087.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers, you have been watching Rise and Shine, inshallah. Every day we hear about something new. Remember, today's topic, very, very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person. He loves such a person who had devoted, who had spent his youth worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person, my dear viewers. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the person, then Allahu Akbar, you see wonders, really. And when Allah ta'ala is, in one hadith Shafi mentions that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then he calls Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam ordered to love that person. All those of the heavens love the person, of the earth, people begin to love that person too. This shows what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such an individual. My dear viewers, we have just watched a very short clip. I would exhort you, each and every single individual, please do contribute towards Dawat Islami. Please do give your funds. Please do give your charity. Yes, Dawat Islami is a charity service, alhamdulillah. And in whichever aspect you wish to give it, wherever you wish to give it, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Dawud Salam is able to arrange that. Alhamdulillah. You know, those things which are Islamic, those things which are good, Alhamdulillah, Dawud Salam, if you wish to sponsor a child, if you wish to sponsor somebody's education, Dawud Salam can provide for that. If you wish to build a well, yes, Dawud Salam can provide for that. MashaAllah, we regularly have people asking, you know, that they wish to, sometimes on behalf their mother has passed away, their father has passed away, we wish to build a well in their name, can you do this for us? And Alhamdulillah, you know, all around the world, Dawud Salam is doing so much. But don't forget the a very, very important lesson we learned today, that we need a sheikh, we need a spiritual guide, somebody who shall help us refrain from sin, because it becomes difficult. This is with anything. When you are alone, it becomes very, very difficult. When you have a helper, it makes everything so much easier, my dear viewers. We require a guide for our deen. And this guide must pass particular conditions. Alhamdulillah, for those that are looking for a guide, every Saturday evenings there is a Madani Muzakira, and the founder of Dawud Salami, our Sheikh, our Peer, they answer questions, you know, say question and answer session, and they advise everybody. And mashallah, we have thousands of people watching this, and so many things to be learned from. So you yourself, you can watch that, and inshallah, after studying them, after watching them, you will hopefully enjoy it and you will love it. And they also provide the opportunity to give bay'ah, to pledge your allegiance to themselves, inshallah azza wa jal. My dear viewers, that's all for now. We shall be returning with more Rise and Shine. For now, continue to watch Madani channel and continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.